Welcome to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Democratic Representative Richard LeBlanc of Westland. Good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm great, Cheryl. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right for a rainy day. We need some sunshine, though.
We do, so we can get out and ride those motorcycles.
Oh, that was good. That was very good. You are sponsoring a bill, it's House Bill 2008, to repeal the state's 42-year-old helmet law. Let's start with why you want it repealed.
I believe that there are a number of individuals in our state and from other states that would also wish to frequent Michigan that see this as an issue involving their personal choice. And I'm convinced that it's not tied to anything financial that would be detrimental to the state in terms of federal funding or things of that nature, and that it's probably time to once again explore it. I know that this makes the rounds every couple of years. I've had it each time that I've been elected to the House. I'm in my third term right now, and I hope that the legislature gives it full consideration.
What's different in the climate, you think, this year in the House or Senate that makes it possible, you think, this year?
I'm not sure that the climate is so different, aside from the governor's seat. And without being disrespectful, Governor Granholm and I did not share the same opinion regarding this issue. And she made it very clear that even if the bill reached her desk, that she would not support it. It would be vetoed. And, you know, that's fine. I don't know that the same thing has been said by Governor Snyder, and there are some people who know him better than I do that say that it would receive a better chance this time.
Now, one of the things attached to your bill, if I'm correct, and please, I'm here to stand corrected, that because one of the issues I had with it is what about if more people are injured, heaven forbid, in accidents without a helmet on? Is it going to cost us more money in medical costs? Your bill addresses this in part, doesn't it?
Well, the bill does, as proposed, it does include a requirement involving health care insurance. But I'm not going to try to kid anybody. I think it's a small amount of money. I also think that there's probably another instance where the climate's just a little bit different this year than it might have been during the last session, in that I'm not sure that that's going to survive. The reason my proposal, however, included it was to the point that we were able to have conversation with a number of legislators, including those within leadership and on both sides of the aisle. This was something that was desired. So it represented the amended bill that expired at the end of the last session. So I thought, well, let's start with that and see where it goes. As to whether or not it's going to cost residents of the state anymore, statistically, that's not been proven. I'm not saying with absolute certainty, of course, but statistically, it's just not been proven that it'll cost residents.
Because isn't that an argument you hear from time to time? And in reading some articles before speaking with you, that comes up over and over again, that if someone is injured but not killed on a motorcycle, that it would cost, you know, in medical costs, it might cost the taxpayers. Is that an argument that you hear from time to time?
I have heard that. And I'll just say that it's like other things. Excuse me for that.
No problem.
I'll say it's like other things that have come up. You know, if depending on where you sit, which side of the argument, you can make valid points. Doesn't mean that they're necessarily all entirely accurate, but yeah, it's come up a number of times, and I don't try to be overly convincing regarding my support of the proposal. I think that people either like it or they don't.
The individual rights comes up quite a bit as well. I mentioned to you in just a couple of moments we had earlier talking today about a gentleman here at the studio who rides a motorcycle, and he said, I would be in favor of that. It's about individual rights. And I asked him, you know, what about if you know it's good for you to wear it? He said, that's not the issue. It's about my right to wear it or not.
You know, I agree with that, and I don't expect that everybody would, but it's comparable to some degree as to the other choices that we make. For example, some people drive a vehicle that eats a lot of gas. Others are very conscious of that and don't. Some people jump out of airplanes. Others choose to stay in them. There's a number of things that are legally allowed that carry different risk factors with them. But the example that I like to use, Cheryl, is that I live in a subdivision, and at the corner of my subdivision is a 7-Eleven store. I think it would be great if I could legally drive my Harley 3/4 of a mile along a back road to get a gallon of milk at 7-Eleven without a helmet. Today I'm not allowed to do that, but I just think it should be my choice as to whether to be allowed to do that.
And another issue that comes up with the helmet law with neighboring states that don't have a helmet law is an economic boost to the state if we didn't have the helmet law with folks who may come riding through beautiful Michigan on their motorcycles don't do it because they know they have to either buy or purchase or wear their helmet here.
Yeah, I've heard that as well. I have to admit that I am not a cross-country rider, so I'm not affected the same way as others, but I will tell you that I was in Cincinnati not quite 2 weeks ago. I was there just for a portion of the day, and it was snowing when I was down there, but there were people riding a motorcycle, and they didn't have a helmet on. I thought it was kind of funny. But, you know, there are some people who choose to use that as their rationale. I don't disagree with it. It's just not what I promote.
And what about current penalties for not wearing a helmet in the state of Michigan if you come across the border or ride, if you were to ride down to 7-Eleven on the corner without one?
Yeah, at this point, it's a civil infraction. It's comparable to, I'll say, running a red light or a stop sign or things of that nature.
One of the other issues that came up when I took a look at the Senate bill, I mentioned there were a pair of bills on this. There's a Senate bill 291 that would say that helmets wouldn't be required for riders 21 and older who have passed a motorcycle safety course. That
right.
Sounds like a pretty good idea.
It does. You know, my assumption, of course, is that to get the license, unless you've been riding like I have for 45 years or close to 45 years, you probably already went through a motorcycle training course to legally get the privilege of operating a motorcycle on public roads. So that's common sense. That's fine. I don't disagree with that.
Is this information correct? Michigan is one of 20 states that require helmets out of the United States?
I believe that is the number.
Okay. Where is this bill now, sir, the House Bill 2008?
Well, it's like some other bills that probably don't directly relate to jobs. So it's sitting a little bit dormant. I think that it has some backing and some interest. But while we work on this state budget, I think that other things will be secondary, including this bill, and I'm fine with that. I think that, you know, let us get over the hump regarding our financial situation in this state, and then let's take on some of the issues that involve things like helmets and other matters.
I did see some information that I did think was kind of interesting comparing traffic accidents, motorcycle crashes with and without helmet laws, and they're remarkably similar, the numbers. Deaths from with helmets and without helmets in neighboring states, you know, like Indiana or so forth. So the statistics are interesting on this. Sir, I appreciate your time on this, and we will follow it along as it works through the system.
Cheryl, it's always a pleasure to be on your show. I always look forward to our conversations and appreciate the opportunity to talk about the bill.
Thank you so much. Ride safe.
Thank you. I sure will.
Okay. We've been speaking with Democratic Representative Richard LeBlanc of Westland. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS.